Good morning, everyone. This morning is the 20th August, the year 2018, and we are entering the 4th day of Body Mind Purification Retreat in Sackpour International Meditation Center in Hawaii, United States. So the 4th day is very important, right? And as we already learned about the universal energy, the one to create all things in our universe, and it starts with the waveform, right? So this wave signal just travel in the cosmos, in the air, and because it has many different wavelengths, many different vibrations, so that way it travel in different direction, different velocity. So when it conflict, it when, during the way it moving, it traveling, it will hit each other. It will connect to each other. It will combine to each other, and that why it manifest into the other two forms. Energy. The first one, that is the light, and the second one is the sound. Because the collision between different vibration, different waveform, so that's why it creates the very broad spectrum of many color, from the white color, the original color, the original light. So in that very broad spectrum of the color light, the human being with a normal eyes can see only 7 colors in the rainbow spectrum. No more than that. Maybe less, okay? Especially, for example, some people, what we call the blind color, they cannot see the red color or they cannot see the blue color. So the red color and the blue color, they see at once. So for those people, they can see only 6 color in our rainbow only, not the 7. But for all the normal people with the normal eye function, we can see only 7 color in the rainbow spectrum. So at the same thing, when that wave signal traveling with the collision, it creates the light and the sound at the same time. So equivalent with many different variation of the spectrum of the light, we have a many different vibration or level of the sound, and we measure that the decibel. Okay, and a normal human being with a normal ear function, we can hear only 7 basic notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. The lower that we cannot hear, and higher than that we cannot hear either. So that's why from the universal law of 3, right? Okay, we now go into the universal law of 7. So if we take a look closer, we see that the number 3 come out from this wave signal, and the number 7 also come out from this wave signal too. But because it come close to us, it have a more collision between traveling between different wavelengths. And then if we look into the creation of substance of thing in the universe, like before we said, from the wave signal it can form the air, right? It can form the liquid, and it can form the solid with many different ones like carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So back in here we see the color of all of the fruit, the veggie we have, the same thing. What we just finished the last 3 days, that means we finished the cycle of negative, the cycle of collection of the stagnant, the cycle accumulated on the negative waste product, byproduct, too much. and that is representing from the left side. So now we are entering in the fourth day, the middle day of the 7-day cycle. And you see the fourth day represented by the green color. That's why from last night we start to use the oily mixture to help for the gallbladder and the liver and the fluid in there, the bile acid. Okay, it not only had a bitter flavor taste, it had a green color too. Right? And in the five major elements in the universe, liver belongs to the tree, to the plant, so it has a green color and it has a sour flavor taste. That's what we already learned from yesterday with the six major flavor taste from the universe to enter our body to nourish and reset the balanced state in our meridian channel system. So here, again, we see the gallbladder, liver, and stomach. It resides in the middle of our body, and it has a green color here. So that's why in the seven color spectrum in the rainbow, we can see the green color is stayed in the middle of that. Okay, so this is very wonderful the way the universe already arranged or select. So if we look back into the way how it formed the universe, we see the tree, the plant in the center, the one originally created life from the air, from the oxygen, and from the water. And from this very simple plant like mold, like algae, it starts to grow the grass and the small food and then the big tree. And from that, we create the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fat. So the plant is the center of the universe. The plant is the one to give right to the animal. The plant is the one to give the nutrition to maintain the survival of the animal. And on the other hand, the animal will give back whatever, what we call the waste product for the plant, okay, to use, okay, and then to convert it back to the nutrition. So that is a very close relationship of the plant system and the animal system. Okay? The plant system, they yield the sunlight through the photosynthesis biochemical reaction to produce all kinds of nutrition. They convert all the waste product, right, all the byproduct from the animal into the nutrition for the animal. For example, you see four basic elements in the universe. The animal throw out the byproduct, the solid, like the feces, right? Like the body, the bone at the last minute when they die. The animal give out the urine, the sweat, the blood, whatever, okay? And finally, the water in the body has to be decayed and returned to the soil. The air we release out every day, like carbon dioxide, and the negative energy we throw out in the environment. So all the waste product of the animal give out, that will be used by the plant, right? And the plant, they use all the, what we call the waste product of the animal, right? With the assistance of the soil, but the most important one is the sunlight. The photosynthetic chemical bioreaction will convert from all the byproduct in the soil, in the water, in the air, and into the nutrition in the root, right? In the trunk, in the stalk, in the flower, in the leaf, in the fruit. That is all that gives the nutrition to the animal. And then also, the plant will convert the carbon dioxide into oxygen. convert the negative energy into the fresh air, fresh energy, positive energy for the universe, for the animal. So the very close mutual relationship between both systems. So that's why the plant is the major component, the center of the universe, to maintain the existence of life, especially for the animal. So that's why you see in the seven color rainbow of the human being, again, the green color is stay in the middle of the spectrum. So this is not only the important role in the balance system, the nourishment system for our body. It also gives us a very good and simple way of conversion, as you see in here. The photosynthesis, chemical bioreaction, compose, make it the chlorophyll, that means the green color. So equivalent to that, the blood synthesis, what we call in the animal, will synthesize the hemoglobin. The chlorophyll is the green color and the hemoglobin. Okay, but that's in the red blood cell, we have a red color. So the equivalent between two systems, exactly the same. The only minor difference, that is in the cause, in the middle of the heme molecule. Okay, the chlorophyll has a magnesium. On the other hand, the hemoglobin, they replace that by iron. When we look at the chemical reaction, particularly, we will see it much clearer how the universe gives up the simple way of living, of maintaining our survival and the balance in the cosmos. This is the chemical structure of chlorophyll. Most remain in the green veggie, okay? We have in some other too, but concentrate much more in the green leaf, the green vegetable. And this is the chemical structure for the hemoglobin in the red blood cell of 99% of the animal, except for the shrimp, okay? Have no red blood cell. So you see the structure of both, okay, similarly, exactly similarly. You see it has four six rings in the cross middle. We have a four five ring at the four corner, and four nitrogen in the center, and in the middle of that center, the hemoglobin, it has an iron. On the other hand, the hemoglobin, exactly the same thing. Four, six rings in the cross, four, five rings at the four corner, four nitrogen in the middle, and in the midst of that, at the center, that is magnesium. So when we yield the veggie product, okay, after digestion metabolism, it will kick out the magnesium. And you already learned from biochemical from the 7th or the 8th grade, the iron have a higher affinity than magnesium. Okay, it's more powerful. So that's why when we eat veggie in variety, definitely we will have a more chlorophyll than the other have iron. We have less veggie have iron than the chlorophyll and magnesium. So the iron in the other veggie, for example, beetroot and some in spinach, right? It will be metabolized in the gut, and then after it released in the very simple structure like that, the iron will compete because it's more powerful, so it will kick out the magnesium. So it replaces the magnesium by the iron. So it converts this molecule of chlorophyll into the hemoglobin. That is the basic structure for the red blood cell. It's a very simple way, you see. And when it's doing that, we don't have extra iron, okay, to create a problem. And on the other hand, we have the free magnesium to support for the muscle, for the tendon. So that's why we build up the muscle, and the muscle not only to work outside the muscle, to chew, to crush on the battery. That's why we have our 32 teeth, we have only 4 sharp ones, and the 28 left, okay, it have a flat surface so it can grab the grain, the cellular, and the battery more than the animal meat. So if we're doing that, if we live correctly, we consume more vegetable, okay, at the universe, or it gives us the simplest way to convert from the battery product into the red blood cell, the major cell to carry on the activity in our body. And with that, you see here, from the blue color, from the green color of the chlorophyll in the middle of the spectrum, it will convert to the maximum, the top positive side, right? That is the red color, the color of red blood cell. So by using, by consuming the veggie product, we will not only set up the balanced state in our body system, we will have the simplest way to convert the raw product from the nature into our red blood cell. We will balance the cosmic energy in the way of the universal energy, especially in the 7 spectrum rainbow color. So if we eat animal product, we create the child because we use only one end of the spectrum. Okay? So that's why when we continue to finish the day, the 4-day today, that means we continue to go to another cycle of 3 in the positive side. So that means we complete to clean up and refresh, renew our red blood cell, and our circulation system will clean up and refresh all our body organ function. If we not finish that, it may stop there, it not completely, or it may revert because we already complete the negative cycle. Right? Hopefully we clean up all the waste product, and otherwise, okay, it will be pulled up back to the negative cycle because the way we live now, the timing, the way we eat, the food we combine, all the type of more negative tendency than the positive. So it may pull back to the old habit, to the old problem. Okay, so that's why we need to learn how to use the 4 days at the transition day, okay, so we can get start another cycle of 3. In the positive side and good side to reset the balance state in our body. So that's why you see the cycle of 7, we create the 7 days during the week. Whenever we want to do something to change, okay, we have to go through the 7-day cycle. Not only inside the human body, outside the same thing. If you work at the administration in the society, whenever they want to enforce a law or whatever, the new thing, they want to close the highway, they want to change the road from one way into 2-way, or 2-way into 1-way, something like that, or they want to prepare the road, they have to post the sign at least 1 week before they really do it in active, okay? Otherwise, the law the same thing. When they want to enforce the law, they had to make announcement for at least 1 week before the law be enforced. So that's why the universal law of three will create a seven, and the law of seven is become the most important, right? The law of three, the basic one, but the universal law of seven is the basic one for the complete changing in our cellular level. That's why from the universal law of seven, you see, not only affect for the alive people, it affect for the dead body too. Because when we no longer use the physical form, we will come back to the invisible form, that means the waveform. The waveform that's still the original form of our universal energy. Right? And then also, you see how we use the universal law of seven. The law of seven, the 1 week cycle, when we chain it and when we combine it, go to the second cycle, that is 14 days, right? That is two cycles, that is make the cycle of the moon. And how the tide rising up and losing down, okay, after every 14 days, that is completely two cycle of seven. And from that, it goes to the third cycle, 21 days. That is the basic cycle for female, for menopause, and for menstrual, okay, for period. And it goes up to the fourth cycle, 28 days. So that means double cycle of 14. Still again, that is the cycle of the tide up and down, and that is the majority cycle of the menstrual period for women. And then it just keeps going up to the maximum of seven cycle of seven, in 49, right? So if we practice completely good body and mind, we can eradicate all the negative substance in our body, and we can eradicate all the negative thing in our mind. We clean up completely, and then we can become what? The enlightened one, like the Buddha. Right? But if we not do it fully correctly, okay, depend on how good, how much we can do. But as you see in our normal life, okay, during our lifetime, what year or what age we scared the most? 49. Right? Why 49-year-old people usually die at that age more than any age? Because at 49 years old, okay, 49 years old, many different cycles, okay, it come at one point, that means cross intersection. At 49 years old, we have many different cycles in our physical, in our psychology, in our mental, in the universe. So many different cycles, it cross at one point. So if we not practice correctly, we not prepare for that. So that's why people scared the most at the 49 years old compared to the other eight, the other year. So that's why this cycle of seven is very, very important. And if we want to make this change completely in the cellular level, we need to learn this one, and we need to finish the first cycle, the first time when we do body mind purification retreat. We should complete at least one cycle, okay, so it can kick in the very deep level, the cellular level inside. And again, relate to this one, we will talk about the way how we live nowadays. To give us the lot of problems in our body as well as in the environment. The acidified body fluid, okay? Acidified body fluid and acidify the environment surrounding us. We mentioned this one before already. The majority of us nowadays, we live in a very balanced way. We live more in the afternoon and the evening than before noontime. Right? And that creates a lot of carbon oxide building up in our body as well as in our environment surrounding us. Because after the sunset, the tree no longer can convert the carbon dioxide into oxygen for us. Only a few percent, I believe less than 1% of the tree on earth have a special capacity like the neem tree. You know the neem tree? The very, very bitter in India. And the one out there, we call that the tiger tongue. The one in front, I see in front of that. Okay? Some of that plant, it have a capacity to absorb the sunlight during the daytime. And it continues the photosynthetic biochemical reaction throughout 24 hours. So it can generate oxygen for us continuously, non-stop. And usually that tree, they plant in the host country. In a country, it's close to the equator, right? So it can generate more oxygen, more fresh air. So that only tree can help us, and the rest 99.5% of other trees after sunset, they will suck in the oxygen and release the carbon dioxide. So the more we live after sunset, the more carbon dioxide we release out in the environment, and the trees then the same thing. But the population of the tree, okay, is more than us, surrounding us. And during the daytime, if we don't have enough tree around us, that is the only plan to generate oxygen for us. But the amount of tree and the forest, generally, it's going down, right? It's going down. Even though in the North America, in Europe, in developed countries, we don't destroy the forest much like in Asia. But because of the way we live, we don't know how to protect it. We use a lot of plastic. We use a lot of the foam. So we create the negative atmosphere in the environment, right? And also one of the major problems now in America, we destroy some forest to make the field to grow grass, corn, and wheat to raise cow, right? So that's why we destroy in purpose. But that's not the big problem. The big problem because the dung, the waste product of a cow. We don't use it like the fertilizer for the agriculture, but we collect and we accumulate it, and one of that byproducts, it creates the methane, the gas. Instead of in the old time, the gas, that's just from the fossil only, right? But now because we grow a lot of farm for the cow, and the dung cow, okay, collect and it creates a lot of gas. So with that gas, very close to our soil surface, so it's easily to release. And when the temperature outside, it just dry up around 75 to 80, okay? And the collision of anything, it can spark the heat, the fire. And when that gas release, and that's why we have, you see, even though we don't destroy the forest in purpose, but the fire destroy 100,000 hectares of acre of forest. So we destroy the plant to synthesize or to produce the oxygen for us. So that's why we need to learn not only how to purify our body, but we need to learn how to purify the environment. We need to know how to protect our body, so we also need how to protect the environment, because the same day we living in the environment. So if we not know how to maintain the good balance on the mutual relationship, we destroy ourselves and we destroy the environment, and we don't know that. So the more we live in the afternoon, in the evening, after the sunset, the more we consume the animal product, the more we create the negative energy, the more we create the acidic environment. Because of when the concentration of carbon dioxide rise, remember in our body 75% is water. And outside, we don't see the water much, but the moisture, alright? So when the carbon dioxide concentration rise up, it will combine with the water, it create the acid, carbonic acid, so that is the acid environment. The same thing like when we stay indoor, doesn't matter how big your house, doesn't matter how equipped your house with the air conditioner, you still don't have enough fresh air and a good option in there. So the more we stay indoor, the higher the concentration of carbon dioxide. And we eat a lot of sweet. We consume not only the refined sugar, but all carbohydrate in a very simple way. Right? We process it all, and then we consume too much, too fast. That's why the sweet and the sugar. Why? When we eat a lot of sweet, we create a problem. And remember, this is back to the seventh grade. We learn about the biology. Carbohydrate is the main calorie source for our body, especially for our brain. Right? So carbohydrate is CHO. Right? CHO. So when we burn it with oxygen, it will create the main product, the energy. But the byproduct is carbonate, CO2, and water. So the more refined carbohydrate, the more simple carbohydrate or the sugar we use, the more energy we have, but the more byproduct we have. When we have a lot of energy, if we use it, muscle work, outdoor work, like in the old time we work in the agriculture type. So we use up right away the high energy and we release right away the carbon dioxide out of our body. You see? But now today, we don't have any physical activity so strong, so fast like we do in the muscle in the agriculture when we work outdoor in the field. When we work indoor, we have no way to do that much unless you are an athlete. Okay, you work in the muscle a lot and very quick. Right? But when you work that fast, but you work indoor, you still cannot release the byproduct carbon dioxide real quick out the environment so it can circulate and it can be renewed and prepared. So, that's why it creates not only the acidic environment in our body fluid, it also creates the diabetic because the concentration of nutrition of sugar rise up in our blood too fast and our body cannot use up right away, cannot deliver or to cannot convert it into the storage form to put in the storage. And then eating meat, eating animal product. Why is that? Because the only way to metabolize the animal product is by acidic environment in the stomach. So the more protein, the more animal protein we use, the more acid we have to produce in the stomach. And that's why it creates an acidic environment in our body. Unmindful eating or eating too fast. Why is that? This is one of the most common problems we have now today too. Because remember, in our body, the body fluid, the most alkaline body fluid in our body is saliva. Okay? The most alkaline body fluid in our body is saliva, in our mouth. But the most acidic body fluid in our body is acid chloride in our stomach. So if you chew slowly, carefully, you leave the food in your mouth long, okay, the longer, the more alkaline body fluid. That means the more saliva will be secreted. And when you leave the food in your mouth, you chew carefully, and when it drops down to the stomach, it almost very fine particles, small particles. It don't need to digest, don't need to break down anymore. So it not stimulate stomach. So the stomach not release the acid. On the other hand, if you not chew it carefully, slowly, you not stimulate the saliva to be secreted. So you don't have the alkaline body fluid. So you, when you rub on that food down to the stomach, it not be broken down yet. It not been the small particle yet. So it will stimulate the stomach. Right? When the stomach is stimulated, it will secrete more acidic and fluid. That means acid chloride. So the more food you put in here, the bigger food you put in here, the more acidic environment and the body fluid will be secreted. So that's why we increase the acidic body fluid. Especially when you eat carbohydrate, remember 65 to 70% of our main calorie source is carbohydrate. And carbohydrate not be metabolized by acid. So if we chew slowly, carefully, the carbohydrate will be metabolized most in our mouth with the saliva, with the amylase. That is the enzyme to break down the carbohydrate. So that's why the longer you chew, the sweeter you can take when you eat bread, rice, corn, or whatever. Okay? Because it be break down from the complex sugar, complex carbohydrate into the simple one. And into the sugar, the glucose. So if you not chew slowly, carefully, you not stimulate your body to release the saliva. That is the alkaline body fluid. And now you swallow down here. When you swallow down here, the stomach is stimulated and stomach secretes a lot of acidic body fluid to digest it. But unfortunately, okay, the acid cannot break down the carbohydrate. So now it dries. The more it dries, the more acidic is secreted out. And finally, it cannot break down, so it fermented. So when that carbohydrate is fermented, it becomes the acidic environment again, and it builds up the gap, right? So the gap build up will extend, dilate your stomach. So when it dilates, your stomach is stretched out, so the layer, the protective layer surrounding your stomach wall, that is the alkaline mucus layer. By bicarbonate soda, that means bicarbonate, okay? So that is a very alkaline body fluid. It sticks in the mucus to protect your stomach wall. Now it is stretched out, so that layer becomes thinner. Right? Think like the balloon, right? Well, the balloon, when you put a lot of air in that, so the balloon becomes bigger, so it becomes thinner. So the acid environment in your stomach increasing, now it penetrates to the thinner layer of protective and it destroys your stomach wall. That's why you have an ulcer. So that is why we eat slowly, carefully. It will help you many things. When you eat too fast, okay, unmindful, it creates a lot of problems. Even though with very simple meals like rice, like bread, like corn. Eating fruit dry after meal or in the middle of our meal, Okay, that we used to do for the dessert, right? So that's not really good. Especially we love to eat sweet one, and we love to eat a lot, not only a few slices, a little bit. And also, we not eat when our stomach not full, okay? Correctly, when we eat, our stomach never be full, feel more than 3/4, okay? Usually only about 2/3, that's good enough. Maximum 3/4, we still remain some portion, 1/4 empty to 1/3 empty. In that case, we allow to eat a little bit more sweet fruit, okay? But if you eat already full stomach, then you add more fruit, especially the sweet one, okay, we create the fermentation process. And again, it will extend, dilate our stomach, and stretch out the protective layer, so the acid environment in the stomach when it has food already. The more food in our stomach, the more acidic body fluid be secreted, and it just penetrate through very thin protective layer, and it destroy or it harm our stomach wall. So eating fruit or the sweet substance after meal or in the middle of meal is not good, and that not only create an acidic environment, it will destroy or harm our stomach and our immune system, our circulation system. And cooking too long, too complicated, when we mix too much stuff. First problem, when you cook too well done, you will destroy all the fresh energy, right? We convert all organic element into inorganic. One of the most, the problem we have now today, the calcium, the mineral, right? So when we cook so well, okay, all that become inorganic. It's no longer good for our body. Secondly, if we cook simply, like we just add a little bit sea salt or oil, okay, to protect that, to protect all the flavor, all the taste, all the nutrition, it's no problem. But if we add some additive, right, MSG, you said black pepper, any other ingredient, okay, it will create a biochemical reaction, and it create a lot of new product. So that it help, it not really help for our digestive system, especially for the receptor on our tongue. Very complicated, and it's different day by after day. So that way it make our body, our receptor, our central nervous system very crazy. A burden, because every day they have to find out a way to get the new information from new substance. The same, for example, you have four major ingredients. You have beetroot, you have a carrot, you have a cucumber, you have a broccoli, right? You have only four basic raw material. But today, you add different ingredients, you cook different types. It can come out different products. And you leave that one, and in the afternoon, you heat it up. Whenever you heat it up, that either stimulate the biochemical reaction. And that is a stimulant. It will come, it will create a new product. Right? It change. And then if tomorrow the same four raw material, you add different ingredients, right? And you cook at different time, it will come out different product. So our receptor on the tongue and our headquarters in the brain, okay, it has to deal with the new product all the time, right? And too much complicated, so that's why it spends a lot of time, energy. If you not eat mindful, it creates more problems. If you eat mindful, okay, it can get information, but it takes a lot of time and energy to do that. So that's why we have less energy left over, because we have to use a lot of energy for all that process. So that's why it's no good. And also, the problem here, we change from the organic form into inorganic form, and that's no good for our body because our body are organic cell, organic structure, so we cannot use much the inorganic, and we cannot get rid of that. So it accumulated in our body and it creates a lot of problems, like the deposit, like the stone, like the polyp, like the tumor, like the fibroid, something like that. Not concentrate while eating or eating with the negative state of mind. This one we talk a little bit on the day, with the first day when we start to learn how to eat in mindfulness. And remember with the picture, when we not practice, sit down correctly, not prepare our energy correctly, and we create a negative energy around us, so that we change the food, but we don't know, okay? This is a very simple experiment. When we prepare our appearance, our energy in the state of peaceful, balanced, relaxing, okay? So that peaceful energy will spread out and affect the food in front of us in the best energy and the best food. On the other hand, if we not do it correctly, we sit not balanced, not relaxed, we talk on the phone, we use the electronic device, or we put in a microwave to heat the food, whatever, okay? So that means we not prepare it in a good condition. The food change the structure, change the information, change the energy already. And then when we don't know, and we consume this one, when we inject this one unmindfully, and then we poison ourselves what we don't know, right? So that's why we need to...
Master, can you explain that experiment again? Because we had a question about that. So the nice rice is, how does the experiment go?
You can do it by yourself, okay? You can do it by yourself. You have a three glass. You are the picker, the whatever, okay? The glass one, so you can see it through. And make sure you have the cap or the lid, you tie it so don't, the mold outside cannot get in, okay? So you put it there, the drinking water. Don't put the microwave water, okay? Just the drinking water, the purified water. Okay, yeah, you put it in that, the three. Three are at the same level of the water, all right? And you put in that the same rice, okay? On a piece of bread or whatever, okay? And
cook
you
rice?
Leave, yeah, rice.
Cooked rice? Right?
Yeah, cooked rice. Okay. And then you leave in three different corner, right? One, okay, and you come and you smile to that, or you say something nice, all right? And the second one, okay, you come and you stare at that. You say something unnicely. I hate you, I don't want you, or whatever. Okay, you say something and you just stare at that. You give a negative energy to that. And the third one, you just ignore that. Okay, you don't even pay attention to that. Alright? So after a few days, and you see how it changed. Okay, the first one is changed into the white color, the good smell, the flavor. Okay, the second one is turned out really nasty. Okay, the mold. And the third one, okay, half and half. Okay, so that way our energy can affect the environment outside, affect inside. But unfortunately, okay, we cannot, we not practice to look inward. So that way we don't see how it changed inside our body. But now we can see outside it with naked eye. Okay, not with the microscope yet. Later on this evening, on the question, I will answer the question. I think Chris asked me yesterday how about the effect of the microwave or the mobile phone, something like that. Okay, so actually, if we not prepare ourselves in a good state, good environment, good energy, it will change not only the food outside, it change in our body too, but because we not mindful enough, okay, to know how it change and how it affect us. So that's why eating, when we not prepare correctly, it creates a lot of negative energy around us, and especially when we upset. Okay, when we not feel good, when we saw lust, when we saw angry, at the very negative end, right? And you know that it have many reports already. For example, in America, the new, I think a few years ago they report this one, and the couple, it argue each other, you know, they yell each other to the baby. The baby is very sensitive. When not only the baby hear the sound, the baby can feel the energy, okay? Even though you don't say anything, but the very close one, the one with loving energy, come and the baby will lay down quietly, right? But if someone with the not peaceful energy come, and the baby will cry, right? So in this case, a couple angry, yelling at each other, so the baby hear that and they feel the energy, so that's why the baby cry. So when the baby cry, the guy cannot handle that, so the guy walk out of the house. And the lady still yell louder to him, right? And the baby keep continue to cry louder. So the mother will pack the baby and put in her chest for the baby to suck a milk, okay, to stop his crying. After 10 or 15 minutes, feed the child dies. You know, two major energy. Externally, when someone upset or angry, you see the negative energy spread out, see, surrounding that. Even though we are adult, we come close to that person, we don't feel comfortable, right? And then also, when we feel upset or angry, the hormone and a lot of biochemical substance be released inside our body, especially in the milk, okay? So the baby very sensitive. He not only absorb the negative outside when the couple argue and when the mother embrace him. And now he sucked in her milk with a lot of toxic chemical substance that, so that's why 15 minutes after that, okay, he be poisoned and he died. So, the same thing we're talking about that, I think on the second day already, seven level energy with the mind, alright? With the mind power, if we have the positive thinking, we have positive energy, we convert that into a positive situation. We convert on the problem into the healing process. But when we have a negative energy, we worry, we have stress or something like that, we create the problem for ourselves. And very simple experiment. I think everyone already experienced this at least one time in our life. So when you go to the party, you see a lot of your friend, right, or your relative, you feel good, right? You feel good, and then when you feel good, doesn't matter what on the table, you still like to eat, right? And when you eat that, okay, when you eat that, when you're happy, you stay up mind, the emotion good, okay, you feel, have an appetite, you eat very good, and the digestion very good, you feel your body light, okay, and you continue to love to eat more. In the very good environment, with the appetite, with the positive energy, with the good emotion, all of a sudden, someone say something, okay, unnicely, someone reminds something, or maybe no one say anything, but you look at someone, you see that lady or that guy look similar to the one already created a problem for you in the past, right? You hear the sound, you see the image, similar, and the old memory rising up, and it now your emotion change. So the same environment, the same food, but now you don't want to eat anymore because it changed your biochemical inside. So you no longer have an appetite. You don't want to eat, right? But whatever you already ate in your belly, in your stomach, now because the biochemical reaction on the body digestive fluid is changed. So the food in your body now, okay, it cannot metabolize. So you feel flattened, you feel uneasy, you feel, right? At least you experienced that one time in your life. So when our mind, our emotion change, everything will change because it's higher level of the physiology and the physical level. So that's why eating in mindfulness is very important, and it can help not only to nourish, it can help to heal our body and mind. Again, your electronic device or cell phone, right? This one we will explain later on with the picture because we run out of time now. I think we should stop here so you can translate for the love, and then we continue this one in the afternoon and in the evening, all right? Now, 11:30, we start with the red juice. Today is the last one, all right? All right, sit back, relax.
No red juice tomorrow. No, only yellow juice.
Come back to your breathing. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% here and now.